Hello. Hey there, sleepyhead. It's about time you woke up. Whoa, hey, whoa. Calm down. I'm not here to punish you or anything or drain you off your blood. Well, of course, it's the middle of the night. I'm a vampire, aren't I? How else am I gonna talk to you? You knew what you were getting into when you signed up to work at my castle. Yeah, you do usually work the day shift, but I didn't want to wait for one of your night shifts to talk to you. Anyway, speaking of which, remember that one time during a night shift when I told you that I have prophetic dreams and you made that face and I yelled at you? Well, I had a prophetic dream again. Actually, if I'm gonna be honest, I've had a few of them. And they were about you. Look, ever since you came to work in my castle, I just can't stop thinking about you. You're the most handsome mortal human I've seen in my life. Or unlife, I guess you'd call it. At first, I thought I just wanted to sink my fangs into you or something, but now I know I want something more. I need something more. I need you. All of you. Forever. I firmly believe that the message my dreams have been giving me is that you're my soulmate. You and I are destined to share eternity in undeath in one another. I'm positive of it. And well, I guess I just wanted to wake you up to see if you feel the same way. You do? I knew you would. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy. There's so many things we have to plan for. I need to order in a bigger coffin for us to sleep in together. I have to get a new portrait for the main hall commissioned, and, well, actually, there's one thing we have to do first before anything else. See, there's only one thing my dream didn't tell me about you, and that's how good of a lover you are. Oh, what's the matter? You didn't think I was gonna turn you into a vampire and we weren't gonna have sex first, did you? Silly boy. Why did you think I came into your room wearing nothing but this robe? Don't worry. I'm sure you'll do just fine. Now just take off your pajamas while I slip off my robe. Looks like someone likes what they see. Don't think I haven't noticed you staring at me before, naughty boy. What's your favorite part of my body? Do you like my tits? My ass? Oh, my legs? Well, how about you show your appreciation for them? I want you to slowly kiss up my legs and then lick my pussy. I thought you were cute before, but seeing you on your knees like that, looking up at me, let's just say you're doing a good job so far. There we go. Now start kissing my thigh. Such a good boy for me. Now just a little higher. Come on. Don't stop now. Hey, don't get too excited. Lick slowly, focus on, and just around my clit. Fuck. There we go. Good boy. Oh. Okay, baby. Okay, baby. Okay. Stop for a second and lean back for me. Good. Now, open your legs. Stop hiding from me. You're so hard. And, oh, fuck, your cock is gorgeous. All right, get back in the bed. Quick. Are you ready? Reach down and line up your cock with my pussy while I start to ride. Oh, fuck. Oh, I haven't had a cock inside me in almost a century. Oh God, I needed this so bad. I needed you so bad. Oh, fuck yes. That's right. Thrust up into me. Oh, that's a good boy. Oh. Oh, you're doing such a good. Oh, good fucking job. Oh, I knew my dreams were right about you. And you look so fucking hot beneath me. Desperately thrusting up into my pussy. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, such a good boy. You want to go faster, right? Yeah. Okay, baby. Oh, grabbing my ass, huh? Naughty boy. Oh, it's okay, but oh, fuck. Next time, ask for permission first. It's tradition that you're submissive to the vampire that turns you. And I'm not breaking tradition with you, cutie. Yes, you heard that right. Oh, you've more than passed the test. This is the shit. This is the best sex I've had since hell, ever since I was still alive. You wanna become mine, baby? Yeah. You wanna be my subby vampire husband for the rest of eternity, huh? Oh, I know you do, baby. Are you gonna come? Are you ready for your last orgasm as a mortal? Yeah. Then do it. Come with me, baby. Come. Come inside me. Amazing. How are you feeling? Did you enjoy yourself as much as I did? Good boy. What's that? Oh, honey, no. You aren't ready to be turned quite just yet. You need a full night's rest before you have the energy for that process. It won't hurt, but you will lose a lot of blood. No. You're going to come with me and finish sleeping the rest of the night in my coffin. Then in the morning, I'll draw down all the curtains and we can get started. Okay, baby? Now come on, walk with me. Here, put a blanket around you so none of the other servants can see that cute little butt of yours. In the morning, we'll start getting ready for us to be together. Forever.